Real Talk, the most notorious podcast you've ever heard about in the Pacific Northwest real estate and RMLS news. Mm-hmm. I'm Beth, and for the last time on this podcast, he's Terry.
What?
Yeah.
Go retirement.
Oh, Terry's watch as guardian of all things subscriber services is soon over. We are currently assembling the boat and a bow and some flashing arrows to give him his send-off.
What?
Yeah, is that okay?
Boat?
Yeah.
Bow?
Yeah.
Arrows?
Flaming arrows.
I thought we were friends.
Well,
yeah.
We are.
Okay.
We're back, and we've assumed, Terry, that the Viking funeral is merely symbolic.
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, so let's get into it with
the headlines.
Yay!
This month, I wanted to talk a little bit about participation in RMLS decision making. How is it that those decisions come about? Most of the time, when there's something significant, a rules addition, a system alteration or change, or business practice change, we seek out subscriber input. We tally every request made to us and log every concern. When there's time for a decision to be made, that doesn't mean that we send out a voting form to every subscriber, tally the results, and make decisions by majority consensus. Realistically, no for-profit businesses actually do that. It's just not sustainable or sensible. But it does mean that RMLS makes decisions informed by representative subscriber opinion. Well, what does that look like? And it depends on the particular instance. So, for example, we have a rules and regs committee that's made up of working realtors who are not RMLS employees. These realtors volunteer their time and energy to research and examine proposed rules changes. Those proposed changes often come directly from our staff and leadership, weighing subscriber feedback. That feedback comes in through requests, complaints, phone calls, emails, all of it. All of those different channels are factored into business decisions about what will work best for subscribers and for RMLS in the long run. Those decisions reflect legal necessities, logistical constraints, and often hard choices. Those proposals then get evaluated by the volunteer realtors working on the committee. Then, when a formal plan of action is formed, such as a specific rule change, it gets evaluated by internal leadership and our legal services representative. Only then does the proposal go to the board of directors, the folks that sit on the board that make those ultimate decisions. They are all working realtors themselves, and they will make the final decision. If the decision is made to implement the rule, it reflects multiple levels of subscriber input. Not everyone may agree with the decision, but it has most definitely involved significant subscriber opinion and review. RMLS has always prioritized education over punishment in terms of rules violations. We do this to help create a sustainable community that self-regulates as much as possible, while the limits that are imposed are not decided in a silo. If you have questions about this or want to know more about how things are decided, you can always reach out to us. We're happy to share what we can. Now let's take a look at how October is doing from the numbers perspective. After some semi-surprising highs last month, notable increased inventory and active listings, October finds us back in comparable territory to last year. Inventory is about the same as October 23, in both Oregon and Washington. Active listings are still way up, with about 2,000 more than a year ago. And since actives are up, all the other categories are up just a bit as well. Total market time keeps getting longer, and the prices keep increasing. Meanwhile, interest rates recently have jumped back up a bit, and we'll have to see how the election results shape the housing market expectations when the November numbers come in. Now for our regular categories. In the spikes segment, closed sales took a really nice jump up in both Mid-Columbia and Portland Metro. In our streaks segment, in Coos and Lane counties, active listings have been dropping for 4 months, while total market time has been continually increasing in Portland Metro and Southwest Washington. In our milestone segment, pending sales hit a high point in the last 18 months for Grant County, but conversely, they hit a low point over the last year for Josephine County. In the new growth segment, new property construction took a dive, down 68 units in Portland Metro. Those units must have moved across the river to Southwest Washington, since new construction was up to 42 new spots there. In the Armless Updates segment, I'd like to hand this over to Ms. Beth Raymer.
Thank you, Terry. Great information there. Well, as for RMLS news, please keep in mind that RMLS offices and services will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. If you have an emergency, make sure to call our help desk line. Just a reminder that our recent fee structure changes go into effect in January. So you'll see those changes reflected in billing, and that goes out in early December. As for the future of RealTalk, we're looking to make some changes. Check back next month to see what we have in store. We think you'll like it. Except we will miss you, Terry.
Well, I'm curious what those changes might be, because I don't think we can do this any better than we have.
I doubt it. So that concludes the talk. That was realer than real. We wish you a great start to your holiday season. And if you see Terry on the streets anywhere, make sure to give him some golfing pointers.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone. And a couple quotes I have here from Eckhart Tolle. The first one is, "It is through gratitude for the present moment that the spiritual dimension of life opens up." And the second one is, "Realize deeply that the present moment is all you ever have."
Wow.
Thanks, Terry.
Very profound. Thank you, Beth.
And thank you all.
Happy holidays.